Your bulls are currently in the off season, so what maintenance should you be doing for them to prepare them for the next breeding season? I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update, visiting with Russ Daly, who is an SDSU Extension veterinarian, and we discussed a lot of different topics around calving and calf and cow health, and we also talked about the bulls. Other than some good feed for conditioning for turnout next year, I mean, anything we need to be watching out for there?
Yeah, well, especially colder weather. You know, we've gotten through a lot of the winter, making sure that those animals that are outside are bedded down well. And then, you know, like you mentioned, the nutrition, keeping them in decent shape during the winter months is going to be, having them ready for breeding season is going to be real important. And then probably not too early to start thinking about when am I going to get those bulls tested and get the appointment made with a vet clinic. Still about the cheapest form of insurance when it comes to bulls there is, and making sure that they're ready to do what they need to do when it comes to breeding season.
And I know this isn't really pertain to breeding season, but I know ours were kind of losing some hair, so we had to pour. So I mean, winter lice could be a thing you need to watch out for too.
Yes, that's a really good point. This is the time of year when we see the lice happening, and it's not that they're all of a sudden just decided to show up. Usually what happens is we do a good job of treating them in the fall, you know, around preg check time or when we get the cows in or weaning time and that kind of thing. And the products we use don't have a lot of residuals, so we did a good job of knocking things back in the fall, but now they like the winter, they like cold weather, and so we'll see some hair loss and some rubbing, and it's not good for any animal because that takes away energy that they should be putting into maintaining their weight, or if they're a cow, milking and producing milk for the calf. But we really see it, especially, you know, with people who are selling bulls and heifers. They want them to not have big patches of hair lost when they go to sell them. So it's something we see a lot of. It means probably retreating animals later in the winter. It's not something that's fun to think about, but in a lot of times that's what we have to do.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.